Hey, I am Aman Murad, and this is the Leap Podcast. Hello, this is your host, Aman Murad, and welcome to our very first episode of the Leap Podcast. Before we leap into anything, I would like to formally introduce myself. Like I said, my name is Emel, which means hope, and I leap for a living because I practice a sport called parkour, hence the nickname Leap of Hope. Firstly, I am a mother to a 2-year-old daughter. Her name is Noura. Shout out to Noura. Secondly, I am a personal trainer slash coach. And last but not least, I am also an athlete. That being said, I am a personalized coach in sports such as calisthenics and parkour. And I am also a specialized coach in pregnancy and postpartum athleticism. The reason why this is so important to me is because once upon a time, I became a pregnant athlete. And I didn't know what in the world to do. And keep in mind, I was also a personal trainer at the time. And that hit me like a brick, because it showed me that what I studied and the personal training diploma itself was not catered to help women in the different stages of their lives, whether it's menstruation, whether it's pregnancy and postpartum, even menopause. I had no idea how to train the female body. I never heard of terminologies like diastasis recti, pelvic floor dysfunction, prolapse, incontinence, which was so alarming because I felt like a useless coach. What's even more frustrating is that we as women are told to just suck it up. And I remember when I was pregnant and facing some pains and aches, everyone told me to just get over it because I wasn't the only one going through this. You're not the first one to get pregnant. You're not the first one to feel these pains. So why are you complaining about it? Even though our biology affects literally every aspect of our lives, we are told that we're exaggerating or we're just being too emotional about it. I still remember when I was training competitively and was surrounded by both male and female coaches. There were days I couldn't perform as well as others. Even if I gave it my all, even though I ate the same way, I slept the same way, I was training the same way, my body didn't function the way that I wanted it to. And still, I was told that I wasn't giving my 100%. And to me, that is ridiculous. You know what's the worst part? That is the reason why women undereat and overtrain. It's not that they're not doing enough. It's not that they're not training enough, but it's because they don't understand that their cycle, hormones, blood glucose, basically their whole biology affects them, especially in their training life. I don't know about you guys, but that frustrated me to my core because I'm telling people I'm a professional, an expert, and an athlete, yet I still didn't know how to coach half of the population, which were women. Unfortunately, even as a personal trainer, I've seen this way too much in gyms. The focus or the marketing geared towards women is always about weight loss, about how a person looks, and rarely do I ever hear the word health. Even as a personal trainer, it took me a very long time to hear a woman say, "I want to get strong and healthy." We are continuously telling ourselves and our bodies that we don't look good enough, which is the biggest problem of it all. We are told that our value lies in how we seem and appear to other people, rather what we actually feel. So here I am, finally starting a podcast to talk about the raw and transparent truth about fitness, as well as the unpredictable life most of us women face, as well as mothers. I will meet with different professionals from different fields, whether they're in health, whether they're physiotherapists, medical doctors, athletes, and even coaches, to start this conversation about all that we aren't being told and the things that we know too little about when it comes to our bodies. I bet you've heard this before, but women are not little men and should not be treated as such. And unfortunately, only very recently have we done studies for specifically a woman's body and not the general population. We are continuously learning, and newer studies are coming out every single day. What applied a year ago may not apply today. That is why it is our responsibility to stay up to date, but to also remember that we need to be proactive in knowing the facts. And I think that's what makes a good coach, someone who is willing to learn and not think that the diploma is good enough to last a lifetime. We always have to educate ourselves and continuously learn, and I feel like that is the beauty of it all. and that is the reason why I started this podcast. I don't want to give too much away in the first episode because there is so much to uncover. So yeah, until we leap again, see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Leap podcast. Make sure to subscribe and tune in. Also, don't forget to leave a rating and review and share it with your friends. It'll make it easier for people to find the show and to also learn from it. Your support means a lot. You can find me on Instagram at leap.of.hope or feel free to contact me via email, ml@leapofhope.fit. I am your host, Emel Murad, and this podcast is brought to you by Dukkan Media. Thank you and keep leaping.